Ah, the Yardbirds on a Saturday morning. You can't beat that, can you? This is Blueprint for Living on RN and Radio Australia and your various technical devices that are probably named after fruit. I'm Michael Williams. So, if Blueprint reviews help us catch up with those cultural moments we've missed, Susan Mousehart's all about giving us permission to miss cultural moments that are on the way out. Today's sinking ship of culture concerns the demise of service and the growth of something Susan dubs shadow work.
I'm a DIY kind of girl. Always have been. Some sisters go in for shoe shopping and beauty treatments, and that's totally cool. Me? I get a buzz from Bunnings. If I had to choose between a pedicure and a cordless drill, hey, you can do your cuticles with a masonry bit. I'm telling you this just so you know. I'm no princess. In fact, ever since that curbside pickup when I was a toddler, self-reliance has always been kind of my thing. But there's a limit. And with the precipitous rise of quote-unquote self-service and the sinking ship of free time, we are so over that limit. Take yesterday. I went to breakfast at a cafe. The food was awesome. The workload was less so. Placing my own order, setting my own table, procuring and pouring my own water, and at the end, bussing my own empties. I'll admit it made the experience more homelike. But who needs that? I was there to have a good time. It made me remember the days when I used to bitch to my ex-husband about carrying half the load of unpaid work. Now I'm bitching about the same thing to my weight person. Or I would if I could find one. So I came home to organize the bookings for an upcoming holiday, stopping briefly to don my travel agent costume circa 1990. It features a mustard yellow blazer with shoulder pads the size of an inflatable neck pillow. In no time, I was whizzing around the internet comparing prices, eyeballing terms and conditions, and advising myself on travel insurance. Then I selected my seat, checked in, pre-ordered a meal, reserved a parking space, and it was all so efficient, I still had time to do routine maintenance on the landing gear. By this time, I was starting to think about dinner. I'd considered going out again, but frankly, eating out is just so much work. Who has the time? So it was off to the supermarket to select, scan, weigh, and pack my own groceries into my own reusable bags, all under the gimlet eye of a supervising 18-year-old. She was doing what I wanted to be doing, i.e. nothing. No matter what our age, gender, or station in life, we're all checkout chicks now, just as we are all bank tellers and secretaries. Holy carbon paper, remember, Secretary?
Now try not to be overwhelmed by all this technology. It looks complicated, but the men who designed it made it simple enough for a woman to use.
I sure hope so.
Teacher's aides, librarians, wedding photographers, petrol station attendants, and obstetricians. Home pregnancy tests? Hello. At one level, there's something noble about that. But honestly, leaving aside the time and the exhaustion and the tedium of it all, after a while, it gets lonely servicing yourself. I mean, serving yourself. A new book by Craig Lambert has given a name to all those unpaid, unseen jobs that fill your day. He calls them shadow work. And the next time I get a lunch break from my free time, I might just read it.
Susan Mousehart there. She has my full support on this campaign. I use the self-service at my supermarket on public holidays in the hope that I'll get paid penalty rates. It's yet to happen, but I live in hope.